Accession number 14201, reel 3.
Libby Carson, reel 3. And how long would you say it took him to recover from that? You know, when he got back, did he have to be very careful getting back to normal?
That was part of the year. There were 3 months of gauging, 6 months of regimen, and 3 months of coming back. And this was the year. And so building them back was part of the program. And I saw Bill. Bill, I was in seminary, and Bill came by to see me. This was after Selective Service was through with him. And he spoke to a class that I was in. And he said he had gone to Norfolk, Virginia, to the Broads, what do we call it? The yards, the port where ships were on the taking off for Europe with UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Authority or administration of all kinds of things for devastated people. And while he was waiting, he was taking cows steer to Poland on a cattle boat. And while he was waiting there, I don't know how, because he wasn't a Union man, I don't know how this happened, but he helped, at any rate, to fill nets for lading with crates of food bound for Europe. And he said he felt as if he had never done anything so important in his life. And that seemed to me to be such an irony that filling nets with crates of food or anything, you know, should be so important. But it was important because it was food. And so he went. I don't think that I know of a difficulty that he had because of this emaciation, that a difficulty that lingered. I don't think so. He had malaria when he went to, you know, he and his wife, the children were born in Africa and in Mozambique. They have some malaria history, but that isn't a result of the University of Minnesota. But I forget what I was saying.
Did you find, though, Libby, in the war that no, women weren't called up in America, were they?
No, women volunteered. Yes, many women volunteered, and they were, and they had a status which was a women's status, like Wrens, and they were called WAC. That was Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. Their status was changed after a bit to WAC, Women's Army Corps. And they were given all kinds of, I don't know what all Wrens did, but I imagine it was similar, that there were so many things that women could do that would release a man for another kind of duty. And that, yeah.
What was your attitude to that?
Oh. I do not think, I think that I, oh boy, we better turn this off because I don't know what, but you see, I don't need to be sanguine about that because I have not been tested.
Yes, this is what I was wondering, you know, if you had been forced to go into the forces, would you
I
have...
I hope I would have had the... been a straight arrow, yeah.
But as you say, there wasn't that opportunity for testing, really.
No. Oh, but you know, life is made of a lot of little, little stuff. And it's like the person who says the journey. What is that? The seeking is the accomplishment, or something like this. There's somebody has said that very nicely, but I forget who. But that, you know, putting one foot in front of the other. And finding out just which direction that ought to, that traveling ought to be. But it's one day after another. It's one little incident after another. And that's all I know. There are few enough crises. In a safe and blessed life like mine, you know.
But I think you have devoted your life to peace, haven't you?
Well, I hope so. There's... It seems to me the only thing that there is to do. It's the only thing there is to do. If you would have peace... Work for justice. There are all kinds of things that mesh together like that. All right now, the nasty pigeons are come home to roost. And that's why I have been very much interested in League of Women Voters. Now that is solid information after solid research on pressing issues, and sometimes action, but it is in legislation. I think very good things can happen only with money, and so I want to strengthen the hand of people who I think are doing heroic things, and. So, and I here you have a feisty daughter. She comes home from first grade, and she slammed the door. She says, "The teacher wants to see you." I say, "Good. Lead me to her." She says, "Tomorrow after school." I say, "Okay." What happened? She says, she said, "You know, Stevie lives, you know, I say, here's this poor little white guy, this little trash that lives. That's what we, you know, that's what we call him, white trash. And he came from Talladega, Alabama. And he might or might not have slept in a bed the night before and stuff like that. He lives over by us. And the thing about Stevie is, he farts. Well, there, the teacher was calling Pam down for saying angry words to another classmate. And Pam turned around in front of the whole class and said to the teacher, "Well, how would you like it if whenever you came by, people would go like this?" And she challenged the teacher on this. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That teacher has to be strong enough to take this onslaught of concern on the part of somebody. And I think, you know, one time I asked my kids, you do, this was strange, but I remember popping out with it because I was realizing that after a while, it wasn't going to be very long, but they would be away from home and wouldn't have me to lean on. You know, they wouldn't have all this advice that I have to give to guide them and so forth. And I turned on these kids. They were both helping me with supper. And I said, "You do respect all kinds of people, don't you?" And Chris said, "No, I don't respect people who think they're more important than they are." And Pam said, "I don't respect people who are cruel on purpose." Now, I see, this is part of peacemaking. I mean, you bring up kids who are that straight. I like it.
Mm. Have you been involved there with peace activity, you know, in this area?
Mm. Yeah, not recently, only Peace Corps. Only Peace Corps. But I went to the Philippines in 89, brought back later in 90. But
how about the Gulf War? Was there much activity here against that?
I don't even know. I don't know. I'm teaching, and I was helping, being a volunteer in economic conversion, and I didn't have a car because I was trying to be kind to Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this economic conversion is you have McDonnell Douglas here, don't you?
Yes.
So is that geared towards them?
It's we are a heavy employer. What do we call this? Companies with contracts with the nation. Okay, and that might be nerve gas, you know? That because we have Monsanto here, and I don't know if Monsanto does that. Don't quote me on that. But Monsanto certainly has had its session with the contracts in what I can only call making war, because I don't think it's defense, you know.
And are you getting anywhere, you know, with the conversion program?
That is a thing that's been going on for 15 years, 16 years here. And I don't know how much longer anywhere else. But it's the kind of thing that you have to have faith about, because is going to happen. If anything happens, it'll happen because of all the pulling of weeds and all the turning of the soil and the watering. And for years of not seeing any results, you gotta believe. And you gotta be imaginative, because we don't have very lots of precedents for this. And we have lots of, sentiment, a very earnest and sincere and forthright sentiment about jobs, and you want to go on making these death dealing instruments and selling them to other countries that are unstable and so forth, and all over the blooming world, and making money off of that. It's got to be some other way. But there are many, many other ways. See, it's not just a question of one answer. There have got to be a whole lot of answers in the first place. Or in one for one thing, anybody under 50, I'll bet that's true. Anybody under 50 has no notion of what it's like to have an economy that is not based on death dealing instruments. Economic conversion is what I do there is run the copy machine and collate stuff, hunt down addresses, write thank you notes to people, and you know, stuff like that. I am not a staff member, I'm a dog's body.
Well, I think the world needs dog's bodies, don't
you? Oh, I'm sure of it. Sure of it.
Yes, and Libby, thank you very much indeed for telling me about some of your work. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
And I look forward to seeing the television programme.